country tuned their radio sets while the world slept.
This is All India Radio, Delhi, radiating on all transmitters. We are now taking you over to the Durbar Hall for a running commentary connected with the assumption of power taking place there.
Members are all seated in their various allotted seats. The galleries are packed with visitors.
In the front row sat a slight, slim man, dressed in a long coat buttoned up to the neck. A fresh rosebud was twisted into the buttonhole of his vest. He was Pandit Jawaharlal Nehru.
Outside the hall, a rippling wave of thunder clattered across the midnight sky. The monsoon drenched more than 50,000 Indians, jamming the area around the hall.
Right in front of the two blocks of Secretariat, there's a larger crowd, which is patiently waiting to have a glimpse of their dear leaders.
The solemnity of the approaching moment at the Constituent Assembly heralded with Vande Mataram.
Vande Mataram.
Vande Mataram. Sujalam, Sufalam, Malayaj Sheetalam, Subhrajyotsna. Ye sab jab hum yaad karte hain, tab hum to aaj bhi romanchit ho jate hain.
The chanting of Vande Mataram had a mesmerizing, thrilling and chilling effect on the freedom fighters, says Usha Mehta, who established a radio station secretly during the freedom struggle.
The president of the Constituent Assembly, the beloved Rajan Babu of the masses,